listening to the CCA Podcast.
Of sharing a message with you this morning that I'm really, really excited about. I started out pretty intimidated by the topic because thankfulness, when Pastor Steve asked me if I'd be willing to preach on thankfulness and gratitude, that's such a huge topic, right? So where do we go? And I really felt as I went before the Lord that he kind of helped whittle it down into what I'm going to share with you today. So I've really enjoyed that process. And before we get into it, I wanted to pray because we're in church and that's what we do. Lord Jesus, Father God, I thank you so much for who you are. I'm so thankful for what you've done in this place, in this people, in myself. And I just pray, Lord, that your words would be heard today, that your spirit would be felt today. And Lord, I pray that you would do business, Father God, in our hearts and in our lives, Father. May I be less so that you can be more in this place. In Jesus' precious, precious name, I pray. Amen. So before we get into it, I had a video that I wanted to show real quick that I thought was going around Facebook. So if you've seen it, I apologize, but it's worth seeing again. And it just kind of talks about gratitude.
I'm alive! I'm alive!
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Christine, you're here too. I love you.
I know.
Dad, what's happening?
Honey, the power works. It's coming. It goes on and off, whenever we want. We've got clean water.
Oh, that's great. Look at that.
Ooh. I bet I know what this does.
Rain down the glorious water.
Ah, shoes. Oh, what do we got here, guys?
Food.
I love food. A boost? You gonna have work? This is awesome! Come on, listen here.
Steve? The what?
Jack, be careful!
Ooh. I have a car!
Did you guys see this?
Yeah, you have a car!
A car!
And don't forget your coffee!
You're the best.
May you be grateful for the gifts all around you. I thought that was kind of a cute way to intro what I get to talk about today. So like Pastor Steve mentioned, my name is Hallie Thorpe, and I am the children's pastor here at Calvary. And this is my second time that I've gotten the opportunity to speak in, we call it Big People Church, is what we call y'all downstairs. And so the first time I spoke in Big People Church, I asked one of the little boys, I said, you know, I'm going to speak upstairs today, what should I tell them? And he got this great look on his face, and he kind of leaned in, and he said, you should tell them that if they do a good job listening, they could get candy at the end of service. So I do have some leftover candy from Harvest Carnival that might be in it for you if we do a good job listening today. So my topic is thankfulness or gratitude. Right, and so in your packets, I did lined notes today instead of fill in the blank, just because for me, I like to be able to write down things that stood out for me, something new I learned maybe about Jesus, something that was unique for my experience in service. And so I wanted to give you the opportunity to have space to do that. But for those of you who are a little bit more precise and like to take more precise notes, I have kind of an outline that I did with Pastor Steve's help on my topics that we're going to talk about today. And basically, I've broken it up into three sections. And the first section is thankfulness always involves attention. The second part I wanted to talk about is thankfulness brings balance. The third part is thankfulness expressed. So as we get into it this morning, I'm going to start with tension. Bear with me. Hopefully it will make sense as we go forward. Tension, I had always thought of tension as kind of a negative feeling, right? Like there's that phrase, you could cut the tension with a knife. Kind of a negative, I guess feeling is the best word to describe it. And I went through a season in my life where I just felt tense all the time. Like, I just felt like I was walking in this place of, am I enough of this? Am I too much of that? Am I good enough with this? Am I not good enough with that? And just felt all this tension. And that's when the Holy Spirit started teaching me about tension as a tool. Oh, you can tell I don't use a mic very much. Like I said, I'm pretty loud, and in kids' church, it usually works out better to not use a mic. So I brought my illustration with me here today. So does anybody have any guesses on what you think this is? It's a shower curtain rod. Very good. You guys get candy at the end of service. It's a shower curtain rod. It's a tension rod. It uses tension in my bathroom to hold up my shower curtain, right? There's also belts in your car that are tensioned just right. If they're too loose, they fall off and they're ineffective for what they've been created to do. Too tight and they break and they wear out and they're ineffective for what they're created to do. And so the Holy Spirit started teaching me that tension is also a tool. And the best life happens when I'm tensioned just right. When I'm tensioned just right in my life and I can walk that place of not too much of this, not too much of that, right down the middle. And sometimes, though, it can be frustrating because it can feel like a moving target, right? Sometimes in life and in faith, the answer is yes and no, right? The answer is stop and go. You think I'm going to start singing a Dr. Seuss song here in a minute, aren't you? The answer is both, and it's somewhere in the middle where we find that sweet spot, right, of being tensioned just right in our lives. And that way we can be effective for what God has created us to do when we're tensioned just right. And that's when God started teaching me about gratitude and its ability to bring balance, its ability to tension us just right before the Lord. And that's where I come to our first verse today, is Philippians 4:6. And it's, let's read it together. If you guys want to look it up in your phones or look it up in your Bibles, I think we should read it together. So, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. This is the balance of thankfulness. This is the balance of gratitude. This is its power, is right here, and its ability to shift our perspective and to bring balance into our lives, to give us a bigger, broader picture on what's happening in our lives. And I want to give you a story that kind of illustrates that shifting of perspective. And it's from the movie Soul Surfer. Has anybody seen that movie? Came out, I think it was 2012. It's a good movie. I'd recommend it if you haven't seen it. But what that movie is, it's the story of, I'll make sure I can get my facts right. the story of Bethany Hamilton. Bethany Hamilton was a 13-year-old girl who was a professional surfer, and when she was practicing for an event, for a competition, she was in Hawaii, that's where she lives with her family, and she was attacked by a shark. And in that attack, she lost 90% of her arm. And the story is kind of just about how she reconciles that tragedy in the scope of her life and in her faith and how she moves forward. But the scene that really stuck out to me in illustrating the ability to look up and to not just focus on this, but to be able to have a broader perspective. She went on a missions trip a few months after the attack. She got medical clearance to go because this was scheduled a long time before the attack happened. And she was struggling with emotionally, was she ready to go? She was actually going to Thailand to help with relief after a tsunami. And she finally decided that, yes, she was going to go. And she's having an interaction with a lady on the beach. And she's talking with this lady, and she learns that this lady has lost everything. She lost her husband, she lost her children, she lost her house, all of her possessions. And what it did was the Lord used it as a stepping block into her healing, because it gave her a broader perspective. It put her pain in perspective. Now hear me, it didn't take it away. It didn't make it less. She still had to relearn how to do everything in her life and how to do it without one of her appendages, right? It didn't take away from her pain, but what it did was it gave her the ability to see a broader perspective and to balance her tragedy in her life. It gave her the ability to tension just right, because I think when Pastor Charles found out that this was my topic for today, he graciously sent me a bunch of his notes, because he's been taking his class, his 9:15-hour class, through a series on thankfulness. And as I was reading through his notes, there was something that stood out to me. He says, since the fall, all natural-minded inclination is to focus on problems, wants, wishes, or needs. We count our problems, not our blessings. We count our pains, not our grains, because our propensity is to focus here, to focus on this. And when we focus on it, we make it bigger. We're off balance, right? We're not tensioned just right. But when we balance that with gratitude and with thanksgiving and with bringing our requests to the Lord with thanksgiving, we have the ability to bring balance into our lives, to tension ourselves just right. So just like my shower curtain rod here, we can serve the purpose we're created to serve. Because if this is tensioned too hard, it's going to be ineffective. If it's tensioned too loose, it's going to be ineffective. It has to be tensioned just right. And that's the power of gratitude, is its ability to shift our focus and to bring us into balance in our lives and in our faith as well. So the last part that I want to talk about with you today is thankfulness expressed. That may seem kind of silly, like I know how to say thank you. Actually, with the kids, I teach them that I have two favorite words, please and thank you. And I like them so much that I teach it to them in sign language as well. So we got please, and we got thank you, right? That way I tell them that if their mouth is full of goldfish, they can still say thank you, right? Right, so thankfulness expressed. But there was two things that really jumped out at me that I wanted to talk about with you this morning. One of them is actually, and if we could go back to Philippians 4:6 on the screen, thank you, is mentioned right in this verse, when it says, by what? Prayer and petition. Prayer. That's one of the ways that we can help tension ourselves just right, is in how we pray before the Lord. And so I'm going to be honest with you guys. I pray a lot in my car. Maybe it's because of the drivers. Maybe it's because of my driving. My husband would say it was probably because of my driving. But I pray a lot in the car. And I realized I was going through a time when I wasn't particularly satisfied with how things were going in my life. And the Holy Spirit started kind of peeling back how superficial my prayers were. And they were really kind of just a list of complaints that I was presenting before the Lord. And that's when he started teaching me about this verse. So before I started to pray, the Holy Spirit told me, with thanksgiving, bring your petitions before me. And I love how it doesn't say, don't present your request to the Lord, just be thankful, right? It doesn't say that, because it's tensioned just right. Not too much of this, not too much of that, but tensioned just right. So with thanksgiving, present your request to the Lord. And so it started to change how I would pray in my car. Instead of presenting a list of complaints about how I didn't like what was going on, I started out with, Lord, I am so grateful that I get to talk to you as I drive in my new car down a paved road, where if I call 911, somebody will come to help me, right? And so as I changed how I prayed and started walking this out, what did it do? It shifted my perspective. It brought me into better balance. My gratitude and my thanksgiving brought me into better balance. And the second thing the Holy Spirit taught me about that was that God is worthy of my praise whether I feel like it or not. His worthiness to be thanked has nothing to do with how I feel at that time. So whether I felt like it or not, whether I really was into it or not, he's worthy to be thanked. So when I realized that and when the Holy Spirit started teaching me that, it honestly, this sounds kind of weird, but it gave me an immense amount of freedom from my feelings, right? Like, it didn't matter if I felt like saying thank you to him or not. He was worthy to be thanked. So it started to shift my perspective and started to tension me and balance me better before the Lord. Sorry, I drink a lot of coffee, so sometimes my mouth gets pretty dry. The second part of thankfulness expressed that I wanted to talk about today is what we just did. Worship. And worship's ability to balance us just right, as it's an expression of our thanksgiving to the Lord. And so as I started researching that a little bit, I thought it was really cool how the Lord did this. But the Hebrew word for thankfulness is toda, is how you pronounce it. And I think, yeah. And the definition that I found, and I have my reference number if anybody's interested, or my reference website, is I'm going to read it to you. And it says, this type of offering means we will not consider our circumstances with our natural eyes, but we will look through the eyes of faith at our God, our deliverer. Toda is not to be underestimated, as it will move the hand of God upon our lives. It believes God for the impossible and releases the power and wisdom of God on our behalf as we praise Toda him. Now, I love how the Lord weaves things together, because this word is also a type of worship. Toda is a type of worship, and there's several of them, and I've gone through them with the kids, and it's a lot of fun because we actually make a game out of it. But toda means to extend the hands in adoration. Some of us did that this morning. Toda means to extend hands in adoration. I use it like as an example of a little kid who sees their mom and dad after they've been gone for a little while, and they just throw their arms up in the air and just, I'm so excited to see you. That's what toda means as a style of worship, to lift your hands. And the verse I have, which we had up there, is, Lift your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. Psalm 134, 2. That's why when we worship, for me, I'm an exuberant worshiper. That's just kind of who I am. So I throw my hands up in the air and I sing as loud as I can because that's one of the ways that I help tension myself just right. That's one of the ways that I help to show my gratitude and my thanksgiving for the Lord and for everything He's done. And I raise my hands and I shout in the sanctuary. Why do I bring this up? Because I know sometimes I'm annoying. Okay? I own it. Right? And I'm going to tell you another story because, again, I'm the children's pastor, so that's what I do. My husband and I were at Westgate, which is the church we were here before we came to Calvary. We always would sit in the balcony, and there was a gentleman there who was an incredibly exuberant worshiper. He would raise his hands and shout, and he would stomp and jump up and down. He'd scream, he'd whistle, he'd throw his arms up in the air, and I was annoyed. Okay, I'm going to own it. I'm sorry, you guys can pray for me. I need it. But I was annoyed because I found his worship distracting. Right, and so I ended up spending most of the service wishing that he would be quiet. And so I started thinking about it, and I was talking to my husband about it, and I was like, well, should we sit somewhere else, or, you know, what should we do? And that's when the Lord provided an opportunity for me to meet this man, and for me to get to know him, and for me to hear his story. And let me tell you the conviction that I had after hearing that man's story and the abuse and the darkness that he had walked in all of his life for generations. And the Lord literally plucked him out of it and brought him from darkness to light. And he was serving the Lord for the first time in generations, and he couldn't help to throw his hands up in the air, and with everything he had, he worshiped the Lord. And that was how he showed his gratitude for what God had done in his life. And I realized as I was processing through this for today, I realized that I was not tensioned right as I was thinking about and interacting with this man. I wasn't tensioned right. I was focused too much on this. And so what happened was, is I got to know him and got to know his story. And he did calm down a little bit. The whistling stopped, you know, over time. So he did calm down a little bit. But I realized that instead of being irritated when I heard him, instead I was grateful for the story that he had. I was grateful for what the Lord had done in his life. And in my gratitude of joining him, I was able to be tensioned just right. And I bring up this style of worship not because I think that it's the only style that's powerful. I think it is equally powerful to come before the Lord in reverence and in just quiet meditation on just being at a loss for words. I think that's just as powerful as exuberant worship. But the reason that I bring it up is because I think sometimes in exuberance, it can bring tension into the body, right? So that's why I chose this to bring up, because I want to encourage us that when we're not tensioned right, it's our gratitude that has the ability to bring that balance and bring that thanksgiving to the Lord that He deserves, whether we feel like it or not, whether we want to or not. And so today, as I close, I want to challenge you, where are you off balance? Where are you not tensioned just right? Or if you're in a season of feeling tensioned just right, have you brought that before the Lord in gratitude and thanksgiving. Especially as we close out this weekend, where as a culture, as a community, we've come together to pause. And it doesn't matter where you're at, it doesn't matter where what you believe, but we take time as a culture to stop and to think about gratitude, to reflect on our lives, to reflect on where we are blessed, where we need to work on it a little bit more, and to stop and to allow the Lord to come in and to tension us just right, to give him access to our hearts and our lives so that he can come in, and only in the way that only the Holy Spirit can do it. Allow us to have our perspectives shifted, because just like Pastor Charles said, the inclination is to focus on this. That's just kind of, since the fall, that's just kind of how it is. The inclination is to focus on this. But in our gratitude, the Holy Spirit can give us such a broader perspective. It's not about making this less. It's not about pretending like this isn't here or doesn't exist. But what it is about is allowing the Holy Spirit to come and to tension us just right. So we're not too much of this, we're not too much of that, but we can walk out who and what we are called to be. Because just like with the belts in your car, if they're not tensioned right, they're ineffective. They're not going to work the way they were designed to work, and they're certainly not going to work as well or as long as what they were designed to do. So today, as the worship team comes back up, I want to give you an opportunity to come before the Lord and ask him, Lord, where am I off balance? Where am I off tension? And you know what? I'm going to tell you, it is an ongoing process. I teach the kids that faith is an ongoing relationship. It's an ongoing process. Sometimes I'm tensioned just right in this place, and I go and I spend some time right here, and then it turns out that, oh, I'm doing the exact same things that I did, but I'm not tensioned just right anymore. I'm not tensioned right anymore, because there's different seasons and there's different times and there's things that the Lord wants to work out in us that are different from time to time. And that's where having an ongoing relationship with the Holy Spirit is so important, so that he can do what only he can do in tensioning us just right before the Lord, so that you can be effective for exactly what the Lord has asked and called you to be, right? So I'm going to pray to close the service. The worship team is gonna bless us with the opportunity to come and to worship the Lord, to be let him do what he wants to do in your heart, in your mind. Let him work as only he can. If you want to stay and pray, please do. But let's let the Holy Spirit do what only he can do and be God of our lives. Lord, I thank you that it is only you that can tension us just right. It is only by your Holy Spirit that we can know what the balance is. It is only by your extreme love and knowledge that you have for us that we can know, all right, I've got too much of this and not enough of this. The answer is yes and no, and somewhere in the middle, I got to figure it out. But we don't have to walk that line alone. You are in it with us, weeping with us, laughing with us, to speak conviction, to speak righteousness and holiness. And the only reason why is because you love us. Because of your amazing love that you have for your people is why you're right here in it and with it and through us, Lord Jesus. So I pray, Father, would you unchain hearts today? Would you bring healing by your presence? Would you bring conviction? Would you bring anointing? And Father God, I pray that you would bring response. I believe that you don't show up just to hand out warm fuzzies. Your presence demands and deserves a response. So I pray, Lord, that people would come to do business with you and to allow you to do what you want to do and to be God in our lives. Thank you. Thank you for the balance that gratitude can bring to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray.